name is Kendall. I am 16 years old. Today is March 20th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Miss Davina, who is our school's director for many different things. We are recording in Rockland, California. Okay, so what year did you come to Rockland High School, and what was your first impression of the school?
First year I came was 1998, and my first impression was that it was a very new school, and I don't know, clean.
How did it compare to the other school or schools that you worked at?
I've only worked at one other school, and they are actually extremely similar. Same population, same size. So just different area, one in the beach and one in the mountain. So.
Oh, sweet. Okay, cool. How has the cheer program developed from when you first came to Rockland High and to now?
When I took over the cheer program, it was, I think, your typical high school cheer program. We made a lot of changes our first year, from uniforms to coaching style. And I think now we have more of a collegiate style and less of a kind of traditional high school style through our coaching staff that has come up again with more experience in college coaching. And so we've just kind of geared more towards crowd leading and less sideline stuff.
Gotcha. Is that a good thing for you that it changed like that, or were you expecting that?
I think it was a positive change. I think we were kind of bringing the sport forward a little bit instead of staying stuck in the traditions. We still have a lot of traditions that the kids hold on to and enjoy, but we've continued to progress with the times, so
nice.
That's a positive.
Okay, why do you continue to, because you're, what's your position in the cheer program?
I'm the advisor.
Okay, and what does the advisor do for our cheer program?
So the advisor is kind of a business manager. So I oversee fundraising and uniform and facilities and scheduling and everything that our coaches don't have to do, so that the coach can just show up and coach.
Okay. And so why do you continue to manage the cheer program, and what have you learned while you have managed it?
I think I continue because I enjoy it. I enjoy working with that population. I think it's an important part of any high school culture. So I want to do the best we can to make that a positive experience, not just for our athletes, but for our campus as well. So I think it's important to have somebody on campus that can play that role.
Okay, cool. Have you ever coached a cheerleading team? Did you coach Rockland?
I have not coached a cheerleading team since I was in high school.
Okay.
Where I coached a junior team.
Oh, well, there you go. Have you ever had experience working with or for the cheer program before? You kind of answered that, but like, what was that like?
So I worked with a cheer program in Southern California as an athletic trainer, and that's where I kind of got the interest and to see what a cheerleading program should be like. And when I moved up here, and it wasn't. So when the opportunity came up to kind of, again, bring the program forward, I thought that was important. So I took that opportunity. And then I also worked for a cheerleading company for 10 years. So in the summers would help run camps and do things like that. So
I'm learning more about you, Ms. Davina. Wow. I'm very impressed. Okay, I've always been impressed. Why did you decide to manage the cheer program, and how has it changed your life, the way that you live, ever since? Because, I mean, it somewhat. You don't have, like, you know, all the time in the world. You've got to
do
a lot of stuff.
I've never had a lot of time. Again, I just think the opportunity arose, and I thought I could, I don't want to say make a difference, but make some changes in the program that I think would be better for the athletes and the school. So when there was a vacancy, I threw my hat in the ring and got the job. And as far as changing my life, it's definitely a lot of time and effort and work and organizing and doing things year round. It's not one specific sports season. There's something always going on with cheer. Once we end, we are planning for tryouts, so it can be a long process. But, you know, the people that I've met and the things that we've been able to do, going to Florida and being in Nationals and the 20-plus coaches that we've had over the years have, you know, become important in my life. So I'm still friends with those people, and we still hang out. So
there you go.
Cheerleaders come back and coach for us, and it's,
there you go.
It's nice.
Do you help manage the Delta squad also?
I don't do a whole lot because I don't coach. There's a big difference between advising and coaching. Mm-hmm. So I'm not teaching material. I'm not instructing. I'm not correcting anybody. Mm-hmm. I will do whatever they need me to do, but I'm not usually the day-to-day mm-hmm. person involved in that.
Gotcha. Okay, so now we're going to move to sports medicine.
Woo!
And so how has that developed since you first arrived at this school?
Well, when I first got here, they had never had an athletic trainer here before, so many people didn't know what that job was or why I was here. So it took a lot of educating both coaches and our community, parents, athletes, as to what that role is. And when we started here, we didn't have a student athletic trainer program, so that's something that we were able to put together in the first couple of years and has grown each year since then. So I think we're up to 10 of you this year. But even the number of kids that tried out, I think we had over 20 this year that tried out, so continues to
grow. Starting to practice for this upcoming one. People are talking to me, they're like, oh yeah, I want to do sports med. And I'm like, competition, like we gotta be rapping, like Izzy and I are so ready.
Good.
Okay, so what are some positive and some negative changes in both cheer and sports medicine? I mean, there are probably not a lot of negatives, but what are some good changes?
We can start with the negatives. I think there's always negative ways to improve, and I think the negatives in any sport deal with compensation. It's, you know, no coach is in it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work that goes in for a single stipend, and that's just kind of limited by public education. So that would be the only negative. And I just think the positives are the effect that you can have on a student or athlete's time here at the high school, or maybe even in the future. So
nice.
Like the changes we need to do that.
Yeah. How has the PE department developed from when you first started teaching? Because did you come here teaching for PE originally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. I was hired as a PE teacher, athletic trainer. PE department really hasn't changed that much. I would say that this was a department when I came in that was kind of light years ahead of other departments and experiences that I have had as far as teachers willing to work together and work on changing curriculum and innovate the curriculum and do different things that was a lot different than rolling out a ball and just saying, go play for an hour. I think we've really tried to put some education into our program and try to give kids an experience that they can take beyond their high school years. So I think that's a important part of what we try to do, to focus on fitness lifetime wise, not just for a grade in class. So I think we started out ahead of the game, and I think we've done a good job of continuing to work towards keeping current and making changes along the way.
Sweet. So what was the PE department lacking when you first came to Rockland High School?
I think the biggest thing that we're still lacking is just facilities. We want to expand, we want to do all kinds of things, but sometimes we're limited by the space that we have.
Right, yeah.
Getting a turf field has made a big difference because we can use that in all weather.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it's raining and there's only two gyms and six classes,
mm-hmm.
it's tough, but.
And then with the school kind of growing, does that also come into play with the...
Bigger classes, it's tough to deal with large numbers. We have weights classes of 80 kids and walking classes with 70 and team sports with 60 plus, and when you're on the tennis courts, there's room for 32 players, and you've got 60 in class. So you have to be creative and figure those things out. But I think it all just goes back to facilities and class sizes, and I think that's something that every school struggles with. I don't think it's anything that's going to change. Mm-hmm. So we try to do the best that we can with the resources we have.
Gotcha. Okay, this is the last one. Wait,
what about like stunt? What changes have you seen in the stunt program?
Well, stunt didn't exist 5 years ago. It was being played at the college level, and I had kind of heard about it, talked about it through a friend, and 5 years ago sat down with my varsity cheer coach at the time and basically told her, you have to do this. And she was a little wary, but we did it that first year, and there was just two schools the first year, and we played two games at Antelope High School on a Saturday, and that was the end of it, the beginning and the end of it. But our kids were immediately hooked and wanted to know when the next season was going to start. So we came back the next season and got six or seven other schools to get involved. And now we're up to about 60 in the state of California. So this is the first year that it's recognized by the CIF as being a sport, even though we've been putting it together for the past four. So it has gone from zero to where we are now. So that's exciting. We have three full leagues playing in the Sac Joaquin section, which is the most in the state of California. Northern California is definitely more involved in stunt than Southern California, but it continues to grow every year. So that's super exciting to have been on the kind of forefront of that. I serve on the state committee for cheerleading. So we've done some work to get that going along with competitive cheerleading, but we focus on stunt and excited to see it grow.
Sweet. Do you have any too?
No.
Okay. And then this is the last one.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time.
So what have you individually added or inputted into cheer, sports medicine, and PE?
How much time do you have?
This
I don't
is,
think you have enough time.
I mean, you're so right. We could write a 5-paragraph essay. just like the biggest, like the, not using like too much, I have to remember. The greatest input that you've put in to.
I don't know. I mean, that's hard to say for yourself. I mean, I would like to think that everything I do makes a difference. But I would say the biggest impact I've had on Rockland High School are the We Are Rockland shirts.
I mean, everybody wears them.
Right. I mean, but honestly, when I took over the program, there was no, as a cheer program, there was no option for other people to get spirit wear.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you could have your softball shirt or your basketball shirt or your whatever. So I thought that was an important piece of our cheer program, just school culture in general, was to get some gear out there. We started with two or three t-shirts back in the day. We've never been doing this for 20 years. So, and have built us into, like, you know, our little boutique that we have. So now everyone has access to Rockland gear, and I think that, and they want it, which I think says a lot about our community and our culture, that everyone wants to support the school, not just a program. And then bringing the We Are Rockland shirts into that was more of a cohesive, because we can all be one, but then you can also represent your sport individually as well. So that was a big one. And then I think the student athletic trainer program is probably
one of
the other,
for sure,
big ones. And then bringing stunt on campus. I do a lot, Kendall.
I know.
I have a lot.
I give you so much respect. Oh my goodness. Okay.
I have a lot going.